Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to It's Sports Time with John and Milo. It's October the 3rd, 2023. This is Season 2, Episode 7. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. I'm John, and
I am Milo. Hi, I'm Milo.
Hi, Milo. All right, buddy. Well, it hasn't been the best week for Ohio teams, but we're going to talk about it anyway. Let's start off with every week we start off with the Dublin Football League, and I know we don't have a lot to talk about there because I think you weren't feeling well Sunday and it didn't play.
But
is that correct?
I did not play, but I know you won.
Okay, what was the score?
We lost 28-0.
Okay. And who do you play this week?
Clemson or Cincinnati? I forget.
Clemson Tigers or the Cincinnati Bearcats?
Again, I don't know.
One of those teams. Okay, so that's this Sunday. Is that the last game of the year, or do you have another one after that?
That's the last game of the year, and then playoffs.
And then the playoffs. Okay. Well, that's exciting. You get the playoffs. Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah, and okay, so I knew there wouldn't be a whole lot to talk about there. But and actually, we go to our second thing to talk about, and there's not much to talk about there because the Ohio State University football team, well, we can talk about basketball, that's true. They start November, which is next month. But the football team had a bye this week, so they didn't lose, but they're undefeated after their win at Notre Dame. So they're 4-0, and they have a good game this Saturday. They play undefeated Maryland Tarpons. Tarpons, that sounds right. Tarpons. The Tarpons, I think that they're turtles, but I'm not completely sure, but I think that's what a tarpon is. And the Maryland Tarpons come in I think they're 4-0. They might even be 5-0. Let me look. I think that might be true. They're 4-0. No, they're 5-0. So Ohio State 4-0, Maryland 5-0 comes in. Who do you think's favored to win that game? Not that you and I talk about betting because we're not bettors, but we do talk about people. You know, who do you think will win, and what do you think the score will be? We do that. So, what do you think the score will be? Ohio State and Maryland.
Ohio State wins 21-10.
That's a good score. I like that. I'm going to open it up a little bit. I'm going to go with Ohio State 35, Maryland 17.
Yikes.
This is Ohio State this year. Every team they played has been undefeated when they play them. So they have their fifth game with playing an undefeated team. Maryland's good. I mean, I've watched them last week just so I could kind of see what they look like. They have good athletes. They have a good quarterback. No, they're Ohio State's picked the 20-point favorite. So what that means is that you give Maryland 20 points to start. This doesn't really happen, but this is how they look at it. So you would give Maryland start the game 20-0, and Ohio State would still win. So that's kind of how they look at it. And I kind of see that. I was impressed with the way that the Buckeyes played in the second half of the Notre Dame game. They did give up a lot of yards, but when they had to, they made the stops. And I thought McCord looked pretty good there at the end. And I don't think it would be easy, Milo, doing what he's doing, because he's got to think about a lot of stuff he's never done before. So a lot of things are different. A lot of things are new. And so he's a brand new quarterback, and he should be there for another 2 or 3 years if he wants to, I think. But anyway, so that's kind of cool. We got the Ohio State Maryland game. That's at 12:00 noon. So I like the early games, Milo, because I can, you know, kind of putz around here a little bit around the house, and then settle in and watch the game, and then have the afternoon, whatever I feel like doing. And then there's always other games on. So that's where we stand with the Ohio State Buckeyes. So right now in the Big Ten, Penn State's on top of 5-0 overall. Maryland comes in at second place, 2-0 with a 5-0 overall games. Michigan, 2-0 with a 5-0 record. And Ohio State comes in 1-0 in the Big Ten. Actually, that's not true because that's true. The only Big Ten team they played was Indiana. So they're 1-0 in the Big Ten and 4-0 overall because they had a bye last week. So, but you can't do any better than win all your games, dude. So, you know, what are you going to say? They're 4-0, 1-0. The big game coming up. Let's see if I'm correct here. Okay, so they have Maryland this week. Then they go to Purdue and play the Boilermakers. And then the team that they play on the 21st of October, the Nittany Lions of Penn State come into Ohio Stadium. So that'll be a good one. Penn State's really good team. Good quarterback, all around good team. That will be an even game. That'll be the biggest hurdle that I've had so far to play. So let's look at what we're looking at. The last part here of the NCAA Football League. Okay, so the overall rankings, the top four teams make the playoffs. Right now, Georgia stands at number one.
Again?
Michigan number two, Texas number three. Michigan number two, Texas number three, and the Buckeyes come in at number four. I actually think the Buckeyes should be above Texas, but it really doesn't matter at this time as long as the Buckeyes take care of business.
Number one.
Who do you think's number one? The Buckeyes?
Yeah, they should be. And Georgia should be number two. Texas should be number three. And Michigan should be number four. That's how it should be.
That's the way it should be, man. we'll see as the year goes on. I'll see who Ishikan plays this week.
They
have a Minnesota, so they shouldn't have any trouble with them. Okay, so not in the regular season. It'll be in the playoffs if they both make the playoffs, which they probably will. So we have Ohio State in number 4 spot, Rutgers at number 5, Michigan State 6, Indiana 7. Wisconsin comes in. This is on the west. That's the east. On the west side of the Big Ten, you got Wisconsin, Minnesota, Purdue, Iowa, Northwestern, Illinois, and Nebraska. So I think the Buckeyes have a good chance of taking care of business this week. We'll take it one week at a time. And hopefully that they can I think it'll be a good game. I'm looking for Ohio State to kind of open it up in the second half a little bit, dude, but it's hard to say. So we've covered the Dublin Football League. We've covered the NCAA football. Let's take a music break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about the NFL. Okay. You got anything you want to say, Milo?
No.
All right. We'll be right back after this. Welcome you back to It's Sports Time with John and Milo. I think somebody's replaying the song. Are you there?
Yeah.
Was that your sound effects?
No, it wasn't me.
It wasn't you?
No.
Okay. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Okay.
Okay. So, let's talk about the NFL. Do you want to do that?
Yes, Ricky.
Well, you want to cover some of the NFL for us?
Yes, Ricky. Let's do it. Okay, games. Okay. So, lately, there have been rough scores in the NFL. Yeah, yeah. I think you all know that. In the NFL. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyways, the first game of week 4 out of 18. Lions and Packers. Lions absolutely obliterated them. 34-20. Next game, that was not in the Browns' favor. Was against the Ravens. And I think everyone knew the Browns were going to lose. 28-3. But the Migos, the Bengals and Titans, I was like, whoa, the Bengals are trash right now. How can they lose to the Titans 27-3?
Good question.
Okay. the best game the entire week was the Seahawks and Giants.
Overtime?
The Seahawks never got overtime with the Giants. They absolutely obliterated the Giants. 24-3. And now we will be doing, well, John will be doing the week 5 of 18 guesses, or like, yeah, you know what I mean.
Week 5.
Yes, Ricky.
Okay, I'll say them. You tell me who you think will win. Bears and Commanders. That's
Commanders.
Thursday night.
Commanders.
Bengals and
Commanders.
Cardinals.
Bengals.
Cowboys and 49ers.
Cowboys.
Buddy, I'm picking 49ers on that one. The Jaguars and the Bills.
I'm big upset. Jaguars.
I'll pick the Bills. The Texans and the Falcons.
Texans.
Okay. I'll pick the Texans. C.J. Stroud's
team,
isn't it?
Yeah, are the Seahawks playing that week, or do they have a bye week?
We'll see. Haven't got that far yet. The Panthers and the Lions?
Lions.
Okay, I'll pick the Lions. Titans and Colts?
Colts.
Titans. Giants and Dolphins?
Dolphins.
Dolphins lost last week, dude. Okay, I'll pick the Dolphins in that one. Patriots and Saints.
Saints.
I'll pick the Patriots. Make it interesting. Okay, so this is a big game for the AFC North. The Ravens and the Steelers.
Ravens. No one likes the Steelers.
Yeah, I'll pick the Ravens too. Eagles and the Rams.
Eagles.
Yeah. Jets and the Broncos.
Broncos. Jets.
Jets. Chiefs and the Vikings.
I don't know.
Ooh. Chiefs. Okay, and then Monday Night Football. Okay, go back.
I'm going with the Chiefs. Chiefs. I'm betting Mahomes
with the Chiefs. Okay. Then we'll go with the Monday night game is the Packers and the Raiders.
Raiders.
Packers. The people that have a bye this week, you're right, the Seahawks, Chargers, the Buccaneers, and the Browns. So, this would be a good week for the Bengals to wake up, and I'll take 1 minute to talk about them. So So Joe Burrow is playing with a wounded, he's got a calf muscle injury, and he hasn't been able to be very mobile in the pocket. He doesn't look right. He's getting protection, but he's not being able to scramble much, so he's doing a lot of just drop back a couple steps and throw quick passes. I think they're setting him up to do that so that he doesn't have to scramble around, but it's not working. It's not good for anybody, so I'm saying just sit him down till the doctor says he's ready to go, and when he's ready, play him. They should have probably got a stronger backup quarterback, somebody that could actually step in and do the job, but they didn't. So that's where I stand with that. I think right now they're just so dependent on Joe Burrow that a 70%, 65, 70% Joe Burrow is not going to do it. So sit him down, get him the proper treatment, let his leg heal, play him when he's 100%. There you go.
Oh, get a good agent, look at the free agents and see, get Ryan.
Well, there's probably some people out there that they could pick up, but I'm not sure about that now. But they usually don't want to spend a whole lot of money on a backup quarterback, and they've never really done that. So I think they need somebody that can come in and help out. But we'll see, dude. So the Bengals, like we talked before, they did lose 27-3, and the Browns, I think, lost 28-3, so both teams did not look good in that situation. And the Major League Baseball League came to an end on Sunday, the regular season, with the Reds losing to the Cardinals 4-3. The Reds ended up the year 82 wins and 80 losses, which is a whole lot better than last year. And they just need to get some starting pitching, and they should be a lot better if they can hold on to some of these young players. And then we have the playoffs. And the playoffs starting tonight and Tuesday, game one, the Rangers and the 4, the Rays 0. Then the Twins and the Blue Jays play. The Brewers and the Diamondbacks, the Phillies and the Marlins. So it should be an interesting postseason if you're interested in that. If you're not, wait till next year. Okay, buddy. Let's see what else we got. You want to talk little? Go ahead. What?
You said we would talk about the Gary Blue Devils more.
Yeah, we are. I'm all ready for that. I'm geared up and ready. So the Cary Blue Devils are in the Division 6, Region 22. They are coming in the third spot right now. I know that they changed. I might be able to tell us here. More teams get into playoffs than they used to. It used to be the top four, but I think they take a lot more teams this time around, which I really think is a good idea. To let more teams have a shot at the playoffs. So right now, as we stand in Division 6, Region 22, Milo, Bluffton is number one. Colonel Crawford is number two. Cary comes in at number three with a 5-2 record. The Cary Blue Devils opened up the season with a 36-19 loss to Hopewell Loudoun. They lost their second game of the year in a very close game, 21-14 to Galleon. Then they've won four in a row. They beat Lima Central Catholic 20-14. They beat Winford 34-0. They beat Buckeye Central 41-0. They beat Colonel Crawford 27-7. And that was a huge one because they're ranked above them or right around there, close to that. Mohawk, they beat them last week, 28-13. So Cary Blue Devils have three more games left. They play Bucyrus, Upper Sandusky, and Seneca East. Out of those three games, Bucyrus has not won a game. Upper Sandusky is 3-4, and Seneca East is 4-3. So they should have too much of a problem to go through that. So that's our update on the Cary Blue Devils. The West Jefferson Rough Riders come in number one in Region 23 of Division 6. They carry a 7-0 lead into the week 8. They're 7-0. Garraway's behind them, Martins Ferry, and Northmore. So West Jeff plays Triad this week. Triad is 1-6. Then Fairbanks 2-5, and then they end the season with Northwestern, who's 5-2. The West Jefferson Rough Riders beat West Liberty Salem, who was undefeated last week in a really, really, really high-scoring game, Milo, 62-47. Yeah, that sounds like a basketball game. 62-47.
What?
The quarterback for West Jeff, Austin Bisher, threw for 390-something yards, 7 touchdowns. So he's having a really great year. And so that's the update on high school football. I think we've talked about just about everything we can. Are you ready for joke time?
Sure.
Do you have any jokes?
I'm looking them up right now.
Okay.
Wait, yeah, I did. I think.
Okay.
An old one I never shared. Let me see.
Okay, I'll go ahead and start off. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Milo, did you hear the joke about the little mountain?
No.
It's hilarious.
Oh.
Get it? Little mountain. That. Hilarious. Okay.
Yeah,
sir, skis. Okay. Hey, Milo. I'm great friends with 25 letters of the alphabet. I know there's 26 letters, but I'm good friends with 25 because I don't know why.
Okay. I have my jokes.
It's got to be better than those two. Go ahead.
Okay. I probably heard the jokes already, but that's too bad. Okay. What's something that you can serve but never eat?
Tennis ball.
A volleyball.
Oh, I'm close.
Why do basketball players love cookies and milk?
Because they like to dribble.
Because they dunk them.
Oh.
Better than those.
Yeah, this is better than the ones I had. How does the moon cut his hair? How does the moon cut his hair? Eclipse it.
How?
Eclipse it.
An eclipse makes sense.
What does a cat order at Taco Bell?
What
does a cat order at Taco Bell? Give it a shot. What do you think?
A supreme taco.
Burritos. 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 Okay, this is the last one, buddy. You ready?
Yes, sir.
What do dogs do when they have to pee while watching a movie?
What
do dogs do when they have to pee while watching a movie? What do they do with the movie? They put it on pause. P-A-W-S, pause. Hey, Milo, what did the baseball glove say to the baseball? Catch you later.